have our second episode of our We Love Games podcast, and in this episode we are going to talk about the game Roblox. And to get us started, we're going to turn to our son Brayden. Brayden, tell us in your own words what Roblox is all about.
It's about, like, you choose different games and you can have fun. Like, there's this elevator game, you can just watch stuff and you can play with it. It's a good game.
Garrett, why don't you give us your interpretation? What, if you were to describe Roblox to someone who has never played, how would you say this is what Roblox is all about?
I'd say it would be a free game where you have a ton of free maps that you get to play. Normal elevator, you got a million mini games in that. But many other games have stories. They are open world survivals, RPGs, horrors.
So we should tell you that Roblox is another free game to download. You can play it on your computer, your PC, you can get it on your Xbox. The one thing that we're not happy about is right now you cannot play it on Nintendo Switch. We're hoping that will happen soon in the future. We're hoping that it will come to Switch so we can play. It's free to play, and what you do is you go in, you can log on, create an account, and it gives you this generic little figure character that is your avatar in the world of Roblox. And then once you sign in, you have this seemingly endless supply of different types of games, maps, worlds that people have created that you can then enter in and play. Brayden, give us some examples. What are the kind of games that you have found that you've played?
There was, like, this gunner game. Unspeakables played it, and it's where you don't shoot people, but you shoot blocks and you blow up blocks.
Okay, are there any other kind of games, any worlds that you've played?
Yes. Roblox High School 2. I used to play that a lot until I found it kind of boring, but it's still my favorite. It's kind of fun.
Tell us what you do in High School 2, the game.
Well, you do school things, you can drive cars, you can go, you can buy stuff, you can get money by doing jobs and other things.
So when you sign into the world, it's the title of the game, Roblox High School 2.
Also, you can choose your thing if you want to be a teacher.
That's what I was going to ask. You have an option that you can select. Garrett, what are the options that you can be in High School 2?
You have student, teacher, cheerleader, athlete, or principal.
And if you choose,
say, and a vice principal.
And if you choose a student, then you have to, there's like a little menu that says you have to go to school, you have to go to this class, you have like, what, 30 seconds to get to math class, and then what happens when you get to class?
You do all these different games. Like, sometimes there'll be mini games, sometimes you have to dance. And it's pretty fun with all the varieties. Like, in the gym, you'll do dodgeball. In the dancing room, you'll dance. And that's all I know.
I remember seeing math class. We had to do math problems. And then what happens, I don't know about that. You'll have to tell me a little bit more about the dance and dodgeball. But at least with the math class, if you got the math problem correct, then you got certain grades, and they A to F. And if you got really good grades, then you got points or gold coins that you could then later spend? Or how did that work?
So you would get more money if you got a better grade. And sometimes you would be able to buy certain objects. Like, when I played it, I went to this shop where I had rare items. And one of the items was a key that may let you go inside the basement of the high school.
They had a basement in the high school?
Yeah, it's really nothing creepy. Too scary. It's just like a little creepy. Pretty weird.
And then one time, Brayden, another game that we found in the Roblox game was a pizza game. Yes. Tell us a little bit about what we do in the pizza. Again, you had your choice.
Pizza World.
You could pick if you wanted to be a cashier, if you wanted to be the guy or girl who made the pizza, if you wanted to be a pizza driver. Tell us about what that game was like.
It was like a pizza game / giving. So you had to like make pizza like normal, and you just click on stuff to give it to people who come in, but the people who order You have to just make the pizza and put it in the box.
And then you actually got paid money. If you were a cashier, if you took their order, you made so much money. If you were a pizza delivery guy, you'd take the pizza from the store and they would give you the address and you'd have to drive to this person's house within a certain amount of time. And then you'd deliver the pizza and then you'd get paid. But then what would you do with the money that you made? What? How could you spend it? It's not real money. So what could you spend the money for?
I think for like clothes or something. I have no idea.
Oh, you could buy different articles of clothing to put
your... Yeah, I have no idea. Or maybe different cars or something. I have no idea.
One of the things that I liked about being the pizza driver is you could pick any car. If there was a car there, no matter if someone had just gotten out of it, you could take it. It's almost like you stole their car and you could drive around.
Yeah.
So as you can hear, Roblox is just a huge ecosystem full of games. I don't think we've even come close to finding all of them because each game, for a lot of them, they all have their own separate server. So there could be thousands upon thousands of people playing the same game, but you're just on different servers. Now, there was some questions, there was some concerns about the social aspect of it because there's so many people playing on this game. They could friend you, they could message you, and so there were some adults who were kind of nervous about letting their kids play. But what the creators of Roblox have done is they've done a very good job of putting up security systems so that you can actually go into the settings as an adult. You can disable all the abilities to chat. You can disable the friend request so you can make sure that your son or daughter is just playing by themselves. They can't talk within the game. They see the players as their avatars, but there's no communication going on. So that's a very kind of a good feeling for adults. What were you going to say, Brayden?
In high school, you can not steal other people's cars. Like, you can sit on them unless the doors are locked. But there's, like, locked driving, which means if you have locked driving, then no one can drive in the car, like, in the front seat so no one can steal it. Or their car driving is unlocked. So you can just go ahead and steal it.
So there are many different types of games where you see your avatar, the character that you've created.
Or
there's another game that I want you to talk about, and it's a game that you and I have played where we're a hole in the ground. And so you're not your character, you're just this black circle on the ground. Tell us what that game is called and what you do.
It's called Holio. And you go and eat stuff, and once you get big enough, you can eat a building.
So what you're talking about by eating is you're this black circle on the ground, and you move around the ground, and as you come across trees or street signs or even little bushes, what'll happen is you're like a little black hole, and the tree or the bush will get sucked into it, and as you consume these items, the hole gets bigger.
Yeah.
And then you get so large that you can swallow buildings.
Yeah, and you can, and your hole gets full, you get mad, and then you just have to keep building up, and then you have to restart, and then this is what you have to do. Once you get enough money, you pay to get stuff, like different, like, upgrades where you can eat bigger stuff and go faster.
So what would be your favorite game to play right now, Brayden? We haven't even touched the surface of how many games there are. We found paintball games, we played hide-and-seek games, We've played escape the room games, the pizza game, the high school game, the whole game. What has been your favorite by far as of today?
Elevator game.
The elevator game.
Yeah, because it's so cool because this is what, and there's one scene that goes dance, I'm a kitty cat, and it dance, and at the end there's like, I'm a kitty cat, and meow, 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 meow. Like, you go up elevators, and then you see the stuff, and sometimes you can go out, and you can do stuff like eating and
so the whole dancing. Game is, what's the game called again?
Roblox.
No, the elevator game.
I forget, Garrett knows.
The normal elevator.
It's called the normal elevator, and it basically consists of you going into an elevator.
Sometimes the elevator breaks. And it says, if you are listening to this right now, please, the seems like the elevator has broke. Please remain calm and stay away from the back wall. Which you should actually stay away from the back wall.
So it's a game where you ride an elevator, unless the elevator's broken. And then when you ride the elevator, you hear...
That's actually a part of one of the mini games.
You hear music about some kind of a cat, and then you reach...
No, you don't hear music about a cat. That's one of the mini games, but there's like different odd music.
So the elevator takes you to the mini games?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Garrett, now it's your turn. You've played so many different types of Roblox games. Yeah. Your favorite would be?
Probably the paintball game or the Baldi's Basics game.
Yeah. Tell us about the paintball game. What is that all about?
So it's a game where you have a paintball gun and you run around hitting people with paintballs and you don't kill them.
If you get enough money, in the Baldi's Basics,
you have to find all the notebooks like the old Baldi's Basics video game. If you've ever played it, where you have to find all the notebooks, and the more you get wrong, the angrier Baldi gets.
Assume that we have not heard or played Baldi's Basics. So explain to us the Baldi's Basics in Roblox.
So it's basically the same thing as the real Baldi's Basics, except you have the items in the bottom, and that there are other players joining you.
And I'm saying we've never even played the first original Baldi's Basics. So what is it? What does that do? Is it Baldi's chasing you? Is it a school game? What is it?
It's a game where you're in a school and you have to find 7 notebooks. And if you get all 7, Baldi will go really fast when he says, "Congratulations! You found all 7 notebooks. Now get up while you still can!" He'll say that, and you'll have to run because he's really, really fast. But saying you get 6 and the final one was wrong, he gets faster every time you get wrong.
So you like the Baldi's Basics game in Roblox?
Yeah.
And you like, and, sounds like you like scary games, being chased and scary things. Yeah. So we'll have to talk about that later sometime.
And in the paintball game, you can once you shoot the person and tag them, you gain 1 coin. But if you have enough coins, which you don't have to save them up, you can just push down anything in the bottom corner, like a nuke. You can buy certain, like, different guns. On the first gun, you have to keep pressing the trigger to press it. You just can't press it. But on the second gun that we have, I bought, you can just hold the button and it just shoots.
So with Roblox, is there anything that you don't like? If you were trying to tell someone about this game, is there anything about the Roblox in general that you'd say, this is kind of a negative about the entire Roblox experience? Garrett, do you have anything that you'd say, this is kind of a negative?
Well, there are 3 modes. First person, when that's close, and the one I don't like, is really far away, so you could easily get blinded because you can't see where you're going.
You're saying you can change where the camera is in relationship to your character?
Yeah.
There's the first person where the camera is like you're looking through your character's eyes. Then there's third person where you can see your character from behind. And then you're saying there's a third option where the camera is really, really far away.
Yeah.
And you could lose sight of your character. So you don't like that third option.
No.
Brayden, is there anything negative that you'd want to tell people about Roblox?
Yes, all the gunner games.
All the gunner games?
Yeah, they're kind of not that fun, except one.
What's the one gunner game that you like?
We played it before, Jailbreak.
What's Jailbreak all about?
You have to escape this jail.
No, you can choose to be a policeman, a superhero, and a robber.
And if you are the robber, you are summoned in the prison.
Yes.
And you have to escape.
No, there's different boxes around the world. And when you open them, and then there's like trees, wires, and different stuff, and like diggings, and you can get out.
And you have a gun shop where you can get stuff that will help you as soon as you escape
and
steal money. But if you're the police officer, You start off with a pistol or a taser and a handcuff. And with a hero, you get a ton of powers.
Is that the one game that I was watching you guys where you were trying to, I think Braden was trying to run away and he got into a car and then did you jump over a wall and land in some water or something? Is that what I was watching? And somebody was following, like a superhero was chasing you? Is that what I was watching you guys play?
Maybe.
So when I was watching you guys play Roblox, and then I also downloaded it onto my iPad so that I could interact. And the tricky part for me is I was hoping that if we created two accounts, one for me and one for you guys, I would be able to find you when you're in a game, and then I would be able to log in to the game that you're playing. But so far, that's the biggest negative for me as a parent is I can see that you're on, but if I'm on my separate account, I can't necessarily join your particular game unless I'm missing something. I haven't figured that out. Usually I have to search through the servers and see, find your character's picture, and that just takes a long time. I wish I could just kind of transport directly into your game so that we could play in the same world together. The other thing that I noticed is Roblox is similar to Minecraft. Would you agree that it's like Minecraft or it's completely different than Minecraft?
It's
completely
like different. Minecraft when the thing where that you can create maps, but it's different because instead of having to buy the maps, they're free to play and you don't have to download them.
I think it's completely different because you cannot complete, like, you have to build your thing, but...
What are you talking, about Minecraft where you have to build?
Yeah, but in Roblox, there's, like, different things that you can choose instead of just having to type in seeds to get into different spots, even if you don't know the seed name that you wanted to get into.
Now, I could understand with Minecraft, you actually, it's in the title, you mine certain things and you craft certain things, whereas in Roblox, there's so many worlds already built for you to play in, and it's very, very detailed. With Roblox, I don't necessarily see you building within the game. I'm assuming you can create seeds and places where you can make your own game.
There's also a Minecraft version of Roblox, and that's just dumb. Because, like, when I was playing it, I was trying to kill a sheep, and you're only on this little block, and when there's nothing on, and all you have is animals, and you can't even kill them. But for me, when I played it, the background where you fall and die, it does look like Minecraft.
Okay. So would you say this Roblox would be a game similar to what we did with Destiny 2? Would you say Roblox is a game that you would encourage others to play? Or would you say, Garrett, to stand clear from Roblox?
You buy it.
You would. Well, it's free, so download it.
Yeah, download it.
What about you, Braden? Would you say this is a game to get or a game to stay away from?
Get it now.
As you can tell, these boys like to play about video games.
After this podcast.
These boys like to talk about video games, and we'll talk about more as we go through the list of different games that we've experienced. Maybe we'll find a game eventually that these boys don't like, and we'll talk all about the game that they don't like, and that would be a fun podcast. So until then, have a great time. We'll talk to you later.